if I don't lose like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise, yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hoo-hoo-hoo! Hello!
Hey everybody, welcome to the Stabcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Mindy.
And we're here for a very special episode to start a very special series on this beloved show. Here for the Stabcast, we're going to be starting to watch season one of Chucky.
Season 3 just came out with the last, I don't want to say the last of the four, but it was the start of the last of the four episodes.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, I think Mancini said it'll be done at the beginning of May. It should be done premiering.
Yeah.
But if you have Peacock and whatnot, let me tell you guys, if you have Peacock, the very next day, not even the very next day, at midnight, that shit premieres.
Yeah.
So you can go watch it. And also, if you're lucky enough to have Sci-Fi and whatnot, you can also Sci-Fi Live it as well.
So we're going to be talking live. We're going to be talking about the show, having fun. But we're also going to, it's a watch-along. So we're going to have the show on. I'm going to put it on in a second here. We can all press play at the same time, and we can all watch. You're going to get our live reactions. I've never seen it before. Mindy's well-versed in the show. She's a big fan of the show. She's been trying to get me to watch it for years. She's been trying to get me to watch it for every time I've seen her for the past fucking 2 years. She's been recommending and saying, watch Chucky. And I put it off for so long, and today is the day.
It's different. You guys are going to hear this and whatnot. It's different than what you actually get from Chucky. And that might be because Don Mancini didn't do Seed of Chucky, and he didn't do Bride of Chucky.
Yeah.
He is more serious. He came back for Curse and Cult, but that was it. And he's back to this. So I think that is why I enjoy this so much, is because Mancini is, he's a fucking lunatic, man. He really is. He's a lunatic. He's crazy.
He's crazy. And, well, without further ado, let's start it up, and we'll talk about it while we're going so there's not too much dead air.
Yeah.
We'll let everybody, on the 3, 2, 1, we'll all press play. 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, they don't have the third season yet, by the way, guys, but Tubi also has it.
Oh, Tubi's got Chucky?
Yeah.
So this isn't a Peacock exclusive, then. Is this an NBC show?
This
or?
It's actually a USA combination with Sci-Fi.
Oh, that's sick.
Honestly, so what we see here in the opening scene is Charles Lee Ray's mother. It was a flashback. Now we're at a yard sale, and what's really cool, I'm about to show Daniel this, what's really cool is there's a certain person that's going to show up to check on Chucky in just a second, and it's so subtle that if Don Mancini didn't tell me, I wouldn't know. 3, 2, 1. Tiffany.
That's Tiffany?
That's Tiffany Valentine.
Holy shit. All right, so we're at a garage sale here.
Yep, and we have Zachary Arthur, who is our basic final boy. His name is Jake Wheeler.
Jake Wheeler.
Has an obsession with dolls and art. He likes to rip them apart and make a sculpture out of them. Right now, he's about to try to get hassled, so he's about to hassle the hassler.
$200 for that fucking thing.
Well, no, she said 20.
What's the difference? He haggled her.
Yep.
Kid's been watching Pawn Stars. Good for him.
Good job, Jake.
Yes, I can do is 10.
Oh, shit. What's her nose gone?
Oh, Jesus Christ. And we're off to the races already.
5 seconds in and we're off.
I like how immediately they get right into it. You see the doll and... Oh, he's listening to a podcast?
Devin Evans is somebody who runs a podcast called Hack and Slash, very obsessed with serial killers and stuff. Very much the look Austin.
There's always us.
Devin Evans ends up becoming a very crucial part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
He ends up helping Jake, and we'll get more into it.
Now, in this episode is directed and written by Mancini.
Yeah.
And then the next couple of switches. I like the way it's shot so far.
Oh, it's shot very well. Oh yeah, he is a cat named Binksy. We all know how Chucky feels about Binksy. Look at that thing.
Yeah, it's fucking creepy. A tower of baby dolls, bald baby heads. Would you look at that? And Jesus fucking.
I told you, obsession with dolls, and he's got a thing for sculpture.
So Chucky's right in his wheelhouse.
Basically.
Because the only person that would be into Chucky is creepy.
Chucky's about to make an enemy. The cat is going down.
Yes, he should.
He doesn't hurt the cat, does he?
I don't think we see him hurt the cat.
No, the cat's getting hurt, Sharon.
But the cat's definitely going to get hurt.
His eyes are growing.
He just nipped at his hair and scratched him and, like, hit his face and whatnot. The cat's definitely getting it. You don't do that to Chucky.
You don't do that to cats.
You don't do that to Chucky.
Sharon's going to walk through the TV and step on that fucking doll. Lube.
Lube. It has a medical symbol. I don't know.
It might be medical lube.
No, this is actually Jake's father coming home. Now, as you can see here, Jake cannot just stay fast with the doll. He's trying, but he can't.
Oh, Jaybird.
Oh, he's alive.
Oh, meow. Pocket knife.
Your little pocket knife. You really think that's going to play through him?
Wasn't in his pocket either.
Yeah, but that's what they call it. They call it a pocket knife jacket.
No, I agree, but you should keep it on him.
Oh, that's his asshole father. Who's played by Daniel's favorite actor?
Who?
Devin Sawa.
My boy. Final Destination. He looks completely fucking different.
He takes on quite a...
That's Devin Siwa?
Yeah, he takes on a quite circle of roles in this whole entire series. He's actually in every single season as a different character. So this is his drunken dad look. Work last for him, so this dude is dead. You know, it's almost impossible to make a living. He is Lucas. His twin brother is Logan and much more successful. Oh, and Jake's upset because his mom died. You're going to wish. You think that our camp, I don't think it's going to work out. Aww.
Why not? $1,000, Jake. Sorry. Maybe next year.
Asshole. I would love to be away from you for a whole month, and I've only been in the room with you for 2 seconds. You should take it. You're going to need it. Oh, yeah. Jake takes anti-anxiety / depression meds. I don't know what they are. They don't say it. He just says, take your pill because your cousin's coming.
Yeah.
So, it never really says what it is. But, oh, Chucky's eyes moved and Binksy hit. So this is the really cool thing about this show, Daniel, is that each intro is a preview to what you're going to see. Since this one is about all the different doll parts and everything, that's why the title card is made up of all different kinds of dolls parts.
Jesus.
Whatever is going on in that episode dictates how the intro is going to go.
Things can be better. Drowning.
Yeah, and alcohol.
There's no shame in getting a little help now. What's a shame? You're my brother. Do the same for me. Come on, Logan. When have you ever needed help?
Say magic.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's Junior. His mom likes to call him June June.
Holy shit. That's great, Junior. Isn't that great, Jake? Huh?
He's the best distance runner at Perry Middle School. Well, since his boss.
But regionals is on the front. The day in Panic City held with the scouts. You already made Eagle Scout. Which reminds me, you're going to need another extracurricular. Harvard's going to want 3.
Yeah, his dad's an asshole.
He is.
His dad's a pushy bitch.
You know, the counselor taking days now. You should probably come check it out. Junior. What?
It's true. So what does that mean exactly? Eagle Scout. Did you, like, sell the most cookies? No, well, you were up in your room playing with Donald. I organized a whole book drive for the homeless.
Yeah, because keeping up with Harry Potter is the most pressing issue.
As you can see, Jake and June June do not like each other.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. June June is an asshole.
Yeah, unfortunately, June June's the more successful cousin, so he kind of hates Jake. Uh-oh.
He's 13 years old and doesn't know what he is.
Yeah, his father gets really angry when anything's brought up about the dolls or him being gay or art or anything. His father flips. Now we're getting to see Bree, and Bree is June's mother, or June, Junior's mother.
June.
And the other, Devin Siewa, more successful, the other brothers, Luke. There's Luke and then there's Logan.
Hey, it's me.
And it seems like she's up to no good, but you'll find out later that it's not what you think it is at all.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, stand in front of the closet. It's opening the door. Here's Chucky.
She's fucked.
Unless he was just gathering information. Oh, shit the cat.
Classic.
Someone is in there with you. Gotcha. So they are leaving the helm. Jake says goodbye. Oh, and he's flipping them off. Oh, Jake's out here just trying to feed his cat. Oh, shit. Run, Jake. This is so fucked up. I remember this. The father is destroying all of Jake's hard work. It still gives me good season. I'm going to cry. But that's why this song is so... Mancini did a very good thing while writing this, as he made every song match the situation.
Yeah.
So even though he would never intentionally hurt his father is making him a villain.
Yeah.
And he just met the ultimate villain, which is Jackie. And while I look away at Chin, because there's Banksy here. Hi, Banks. So, wait, did my dad just become a cat to you? He's devastated.
Yeah, he broke all his shit.
But Dad did that.
Yeah.
He didn't clean up anything yet.
I'd be pretty upset.
He's trying to sell the good guy doll.
He's pissed. Look at Chucky. Oh, shit.
Oh. Shorts to the face from Oliver. He's not a popular person.
He's got a doll.
Everyone hates him.
Except for that kid.
No, he doesn't know him yet. He will, but he doesn't know him yet. His best friend is Junjun, actually.
Really? It's weird. Just staring at him.
He's in love.
That's Junjun's homie.
Mm-hmm.
Perry Middle School. Where dreams are made.
Honestly, it's in Hackensack, New Jersey. And actually, Alex Vincent... The first little boy and the first child, the first two childhood child play films is Indy. He actually grew up in Hackensack, New Jersey.
He did?
And he actually went to Perry Middle School himself.
Yeah.
So this whole thing is really still real to him. The movies and stuff, they took place in Chicago.
Yeah.
They didn't come back to Jersey and Hackensack and everything. So it's kind of weird for him that it's all about Hackensack. So this is Lexi. Lexi is a cunt. She is Junior's girlfriend. She is also the mayor's daughter, a.k.a. cunt. She's great.
She looks like Tina Fey.
I love how she handles bullies.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do this.
To the
religious conflict? No.
It's just a pussy.
Told you. She's a fast when it comes to the fucking bullies. Every time. As lab partners, Chucky. That just honestly means that you're bottom of the fucking social total pole.
They're still breathing?
Yeah. They have to keep them alive for the blood drying.
What the fuck?
Otherwise the blood will be all coagulated.
Coagulated?
Sticky. Not flowy. It's okay, Chucky's gonna help him out. Jake can do it, he's gonna puss out. But Chucky can. Yeah, I don't think that's what the teacher meant.
And I think a couple kids might have noticed that.
No, I didn't do that.
And let's see.
What is going on?
Lexi's new GoFundMe.
Oliver, let me see that.
Fight poverty, help Jake and Chucky. What a bitch.
Lexi is definitely your geriatric mean girl.
No, but Oliver's gonna get killed, dude. Oliver's getting fucked up, ain't he? At some point.
At one point, unfortunately, he did disrespect Chuck. You know,
the Chuck.
You don't do that. You disrespect the Chuck, you get some consequences. Just left his life now.
Why you hate her, Lexi?
What's the only thing?
It's already
no laughing matter. What has Jason ever done to you anyway?
Existed.
Nothing. You know, I was a lot like you when I was your age. Entitled, arrogant, and secretly terrified. And what is it I'm supposedly so afraid of? The creeping realization that real life is going to be a lot more challenging than middle school, and that no matter how pretty or popular or important you might think you are right now, in the end, nobody gets everything they want in life. Don't worry about me, this stuff. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to end up teaching 8th grade biology. Just take the page down, Lexi. And you can report to detention right after school. But I'm really done with this. And if you try to stop me, I'd be with you anyway. My parents will be at school. Hey, Jonah. You know, I think you could be a fag in front of this conversation. You can repeat your threat to her. Happy to. She and my mom are in the same class. Wait here.
There you go, Chucky. Do your work.
Crime is complicated, especially in the eyes of the victim, the marginalized. It's not just murders and robberies. There's silent crime.
Oh, he's listening to lunchtime.
And the crimes against humanity. Crimes happening every day, all around us. You can't always hear the victim screaming. They are the... You just have to listen hard. Okay, that's it here?
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
Nothing.
You, bruh.
Something. Every day, either. Totally wrapped up in whatever it is.
I was watching Vampire Diaries, actually.
For real?
Vampire Diaries! So you're trying to convince everyone he's that gay?
Well, it's about an unbreakable bond between brothers.
Ha!
Strong enough to spy that into their worst mistakes.
But it also lets you have vampires, right?
Yeah.
Check it out. Go ahead.
There are no girl vampires in that show.
Check it out.
None?
They were all talking about guys. The girls are not vampires. Okay. They're humans.
Kind of awkward. Well, first of all, I know you listen to my show.
Oh.
I have a question.
So, I was wondering if maybe, you'd be interested in coming on my podcast.
What?
I want to do a whole series on bullying.
Aww.
I thought it was true crime. Bullying is a crime, Jake. It's just an act that was lefty, Oliver, Schumer.
He's my cousin, he's not with them. I don't know if the boy bullying.
Aww.
Chun-Jun.
Chun-Jun. Eating his sushi with his chopsticks.
It's badass.
He's good for school food.
Fuck school food.
Oh. Chucky is alone with Lexi in the biology room. And he made her drop her phone. And now he's standing in front of the door, like, not a total fucking freak.
He's gonna kill her. I think it's safe to say.
First to split her Achilles tendon so she can't run away.
Mindy's saying it's not happening. She's got to do something.
She's a main character for a reason, guys.
What's
going on? I have to go. I have to go. Not so fast. I want you to tell Mrs. McVeigh what you told me. I'll take a page out of here. I have to go. I think it was
like on the TV. Good idea. She said I got to stop smoking
so much weed before class.
Good idea.
That was her principal, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a good idea. Like, of all adults, you encourage your bad habits. We got a breather.
This doll's ready for war.
Jake is checking the messages to see how fast you can get rid of Chucky. Now, Daniel said, I want you to do yourself a big favor and listen to this phone call.
Yeah, I'm calling you about the doll. That was fast. What condition is he in?
Sandy.
He's good.
Yep.
Vince, actually.
This takes place right after Cult of Chucky.
Oh, okay.
Cult of Chucky is when Chucky found out that he could split his soul in multiple.
Right.
So, Alex / Andy Barkley is actually teamed up with Kyle, of all people, from the second movie. And they're going after all of the Chucky.
Yeah, I'm going to check his status. What are you talking about? Wait, hold on a second. Hello? Somebody there? Hello?
Aw, there he is! Little tiny Andy. Yep, another fucking good old Marnimal, good old dad.
Okay.
Am I not an alcoholic? No.
Not on payroll. Dad, me and talk.
I agree.
Oh.
I like to be up.
Found this in the bathroom. Don't we go into that? Yeah,
working on it. He's like, how the fuck did it get from the school to here? And now he's going to check if the batteries. Dun dun dun.
Yes, he says.
So he is now going to be the 15th person ever to throw Chucky out of the trash. There he goes. Boom! Bye, Chucky.
Bye, Chucky.
Now we are at the talent show where Devin Evans is showing off his piano musical piece. Kid's actually very talented.
He sucks. No, he's pretty good. I didn't mean that.
Oh, here she comes, the fucking MC of the fucking evening. Fucking Lexi.
I think you are.
She looks like fucking Madonna threw up.
Fucking Lexi. Her mom looks awful, too.
Her mom is actually her mom, like in real life.
Really? That's funny. She looks like it.
Yes, they wanted to keep the utmost authenticity, basically, as they could. So they did cast mother and daughter.
Yeah.
Leave Jake alone, you bitch.
It's good.
It's good. Come on, Jake. Don't be shy. Now's
your
chance to tell
Dev
and his mom what you really think.
Oh, what a bitch. I don't like her. Oh. Someone made it out of the trash can. Get me up on stage and do exactly what I tell you to do. He whispered in his ear.
This has to be so awkward.
It's awkward.
Bunch of people watching.
It's nerve-wracking, especially if the kid has such high anxiety. Like, oh my God. But guess what? Guess what Lexi don't have? Her phone.
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, he had her phone. Oh.
Uh-oh.
We all have our differences. Right, Bree?
Oh.
Here's Lexi's search history. Apparently, she's Botox curious.
Jesus.
She's a boogeyman born. Why did my fart smell so good? Now this is Caroline. Caroline is a very big character throughout this entire series. She's a very big player.
She seems to be happy her little sister's getting it back. Her big sister's getting it back.
She's severely autistic, like savant.
Really?
Style autistic. Like, she's amazing. Like, she's amazingly bright and talented, but if someone tries to hug her, like, she flips shit. But since she saw Chucky, she became obsessed with her.
That's crazy. That was funny. He fucking owned her ass.
Yeah, he did. He took her to school. He was like, you want to pick on somebody? I'll give you someone to pick on.
Papa's sipping a cognac.
That Papa probably got a phone call from the school.
Did
you call? Yep.
Proud of yourself? Sorry, that's what you mean.
Yeah, it's alright. You were suspended. It
was my fault.
And so did your friends and your family. You burned the entire school.
They deserved it. And they're not my friends.
You used to be.
You used to have friends, Jake. What happened to you? It doesn't bother you that everybody thinks I'm fucking weird? Huh? You don't care if they think I'm weird. You just care that they know my back.
Oh! They had a death threat while Chucky's in the room. Not a good, not a good news, Pop.
He's like, fuck it, let him do it. Old lube. Well, Chucky's
dead. Chucky
is
dead.
Chucky's dead. And his cognac. Luby cognac. Oh, where's Chucky?
Where's Chucky? Uh-oh. Chucky took the cognac.
Goodbye, Papa. Goodbye, Siwa.
Look how beautifully that's shot, though.
Pretty good. I mean, you can't see a fucking thing because it's dark.
Yeah, but the spider and the spider web and shit, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It wasn't too cheeky.
Shower.
Jesus. Papa getting burnt.
Papa getting crispy.
extra crispy.
Chucky's like salivating at the mouth watching this happen.
I think he's a little drunk too, yeah.
Poor Jake, I feel really bad that he had to see this. Daddy has been fried to a crisp. Chucky's right behind him.
That was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, fried.
Damn good first kill for the show.
Yeah, that was a first kill. Now that's David Abbott's mother.
Okay. So, Jake, you're in the same class as my son. Okay. So, Jake, you're careful with what you're taking to the stage. I cannot imagine that you're going through. I'm sure you don't want to see the dude kill him. Okay. I just have a couple questions if you're up for it. Is that okay, Jake?
They're fucking him up.
They're fucking him up. They're sizing him up. I think Devin Bobby thinks that he's like cuckoo. And here comes Devin Sawa again.
Uncle Sawa.
He's Uncle Sawa. This is the Sawa we'll have for the rest of the series. Well, the rest of the season. There's a different Sawa every season.
Well, the last one sucks, so hopefully this one's better. Fuck that. I'd throw the dog. I'd burn
the
dog.
Yeah, I would not take the doll with me at this point.
Thank you, Jake.
She's like, and I can see all of your bullshit, too.
So, where
are
we going?
Oh. Devin's mom's on the case.
And Jake's now moving to the fancy big house.
It's a beautiful house.
He's living the rich life. Look at that chandelier.
Look at it.
You are not a poor person when you have a chandelier that dangles to every fucking floor that you have.
I agree.
She's trying way too hard. You're gonna come stay with us. Where's Jim? I doubt June June is okay with this.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
June June hates him.
I mean, do you think he'd be excited to pick on him at home? Like, he already gets to pick on him all day at school. Think he'd be
doesn't seem like he likes picking on him, though. It seems like he just doesn't like him.
Yeah,
Eagle Scout.
I'm surprised it's not running as my life. Except she's the only one that knows the doll is alive.
Jake, what did you mean today? At the talent show, you know, me having a secret.
I was trying to be funny. I didn't mean to surprise. I'm sorry.
Okay. Get some rest.
Aww. Jim.
Mama's got a secret.
What is your problem?
Well, Jacob seems like a weirdo anyway. How long is this thing going?
I believe each episode is 45 minutes without commercials.
Okay.
Also known as the first thing that Karen Barclay and Andy Barclay's son, well,
hi.
Mother,
said.
Hi. Oh yeah, guys, you're allowed 10 F words every episode.
I know.
I
did
want
that.
Asking
for a hug.
That's true.
My bond guys. Good deal. Oh, I thought we were talking about the cat. You really are Chelsea Ray. But my friends all call me Chevy. Now, let's talk about that bitch, Lexi.
Uh-oh.
That was awesome.
Back to the beginning scene.
Oh shit.
Charles.
Oh. Hackensack, 1965. That was something else. That was a pretty good episode, Mindy. I didn't hate it. There's definitely flaws in it, but I thought it was, I didn't think it was bad.
There's a lot of questions that get answered throughout the entire series.
Oh, shit.
There's a lot of unanswered questions that people have had for, like, years now, like 20 years.
Right.
And people are finally starting to, like, actually figure out what happened.
But that was a hell of an episode. We'll be back next week to do episode 2, and this was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was, guys. Take care, and I will see y'all later.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.